right, here we go. On a Tuesday, big snowstorm moving across the country, one behind it as well. So for those of you in the snow belts, enjoy the Ohio Valley and all the way to the eastern seaboard, going to get pounded over the next 24 hours. Enjoy that. Be careful out there. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the smartest man in the world, at least he was during the Trump administration. I don't know how he fits into being the smartest man in the world with the smartest people ever found all in the Biden administration. But he says, you know, if one mask is good, two is better. I can't make that up. Anthony Fauci says double masking is likely more effective. Yep. Wrapping your head in cellophane, that would help too. Uh-huh. Putting yourself in an all-enclosed gas mask buildup, that would help too. Yeah. Brilliant idea. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor in COVID-19, says two face masks more effective than one against the coronavirus. Despite tremendous uncertainty on the subject, if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on it, just makes common sense it would likely be more effective. Says the guy that in March and April and into May said we didn't need masks at all because they didn't do anything. But the smartest man in the world knows that when you got to play politics, you got to play politics, especially when it's his company that the National Institutes of Health that in large part helped fund the Wuhan Virology Lab, the Wuhan Virology Institute, WVRI, funded by Anthony Fauci. He's the one that created the monster virus in part because he paid for it. Follow the money, my friends, follow the money. All right, so here's a big story, I think. And I think it's going to tell a lot about what happens in the coming weeks. Now, the impeachment's going forward. There was one article of impeachment delivered from the House to the Senate yesterday. Of course, it happened after President Donald Trump left office, making it meaningless, as far as I'm concerned, in the Constitution. Let me read you something from the Constitution, because this is important, because now Chief Justice John Roberts says, I'm not going to oversee this impeachment, which means he knows it's not valid. Chief Justice John Roberts knows it's not valid because the Constitution reads as follows. Article 1, Section 3, in part reads, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. Not maybe, not could, not might, shall. That's a directive. And no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present, which, of course, will never happen. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit. Fact of the matter is, he's not in office. You can't impeach a private citizen. It's not constitutional. Judge John Roberts knows this. Obviously, that's why he has excused himself from the conversation. Meanwhile, President Trump has opened the office of the former president. Got a great seal with an eagle, and it looks beautiful, e pluribus unum. And he made a comment and a statement. I'd like to read that for you. Short statement. Came out yesterday. A statement from the office of the former president. Today, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, formally opened the office of the former president. The office will be responsible for managing President Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities to advance the interests of the United States and to carry on the agenda of the Trump administration through advocacy, organizing, and activism. President Trump will always and forever be a champion for the American people. Well, that took less than a week. He's back. And by the way, those of you that sent me nasty grams about the Patriot Party, a third party being a bad idea, you may have heard yesterday that Donald Trump and his office distance themselves from any idea of being part of the Patriot Party. They are not. No, his focus is on getting rid of weasel Republicans, rhinos, rooting them out, getting them primaried and dispatched. So there you go. He knows the way to win back in 2022 and 2024 is to win critical elections in the Republican Party. The establishment is already there. The framework is already there. The money is already there. Creating a third party would fracture the Republicans and the Democrats would continue to win on infinitum. But that's not going to happen now, not without a fight. As I have said for months on this program, Donald Trump in exile might be more powerful than Donald Trump in office. Donald Trump in exile can still pull huge crowds. He can endorse congressional and Senate candidates. He can draw money for them. He can push them over the finish line. And you watch. That's what's going to be happening in places like Pennsylvania, where Pat Toomey says he will not run again in 2022. It will happen in places like Ohio, where Rob Portman says he will not run in 2022. It will happen in New Hampshire, where Kelly Ayotte, who lost in 2016, the one Republican that lost by about 1,000 votes, she's back. She's going to run for that Senate seat that she lost in 2016 by a razor-thin margin. She's stepping up and back into the political spotlight. So is she back? Possibly. The point being is the president, the former president, knows the way to compete is to step up and go after the feckless weasels that cave in to the leftists and the progressives every time without standing tall. People like Peter Meyer and Fred Upton will be gone. And more conservative people will come behind them. More conservative America First people will take their places. And we will not allow the For the People Act, which is a sham, an all-you-can-cheat buffet for Democrats to steal votes from you in the future. That will never happen. States will never give up the right to draw their own districts and their own congressional seats and have control over their own elections, as the Constitution says and spells out. For the People Act is a sham put forth by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. By the way, Chuck can't kill the filibuster. So Mitch McConnell is going to make a deal with him. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment here. But yes, Mitch McConnell says he's ready to create a power-sharing deal because he knows now that Chuck Schumer does not have the votes to kill the filibuster. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Back with that story after this.